Hi, Pastor David here, Navigation Church. You're connecting with us either on a podcast, through our app, maybe on the website in our media section. I just want to thank you for joining us as we're week number three of At the Movies. I have a little problem, though. I can't show it to you. Due to copyright laws, we can't post-produce what we did here live on a Sunday morning. The good news is I can give you a little insight of what we talked about. The Queen of Katawe, K-A-T-W-E, it's a Disney movie about a young lady who actually comes from the slums, the poorest of the poor. But she ended up finding out through a missions work that was over there and a gentleman who wanted to be an engineer but ended up being a teacher, teaching these kids how to play chess. And she was a grandmaster in the making, ended up winning all types of tournaments, became world famous as well as books. Now this movie made about her life. And it's a fantastic story, what I would say, of the journey of a Christian faith. She comes from a low place, dirty, gets cleaned up, and goes through a process of renewal to become the person she's called to. And we actually used a key scripture, Philippians 1:6. It says, hey, be confident in this. Know this. Take it to the bank that God, Jesus, your Savior, who started a good work in you, who basically got you saved, could we say that, started renewing your spirit, you need to be confident of this very fact, that he's going to see it to completion. God never meant for us to get inspired about who he was, move from the life we are, and abandon us in a no man's zone. He actually wants to process us, could we say this, to a grand champion chess player, a chess master, and give us the wisdom and knowledge that he always purposed to give us. But then we looked at another scripture, John 10:10, there's an enemy who's looking to come kill, steal, and destroy. Yep. Pretty exciting news. Just know there's someone who doesn't want you to succeed. That doesn't come to as a newsflash to any of us. But John 10:10 goes on to say, but Christ came, but God is wanting to give you life and life abundant. So there's two great promises that I have for you. God's giving you, wanting to give you life and life abundant. And the moment you say yes to him, he's not going to stop till he moves you to the place of life and life abundant. It's the promise that he gives us in Philippians and almost the journey he gives us in John. But then this movie, The Queen of Katawe, it's actually a beautiful picture of what a spiritual life goes through. Why? Because when life hits us hard, we'll revert back to old and wrong mindsets. But I promise you, you have a friend around you. You have a pastor nearby, a church close hand that can help you move past your old mindsets into your new one so you can have life and life abundant. You know why? Because God guarantees you this, that he won't leave you nor forsake you. So if you're here today and you're on a journey, keep going. God has so much more for you. Maybe you're here today just finding out, what is this church thing all about? What's this Navigation Church talking about? And I'm here talking to you about this. Everyone's ready to start a journey. And as simple as saying this, God, I want a new life. The life that I have been living is miserable. The deep, dark feelings of kind of darkness that I'm feeling inside, I don't like it anymore. And there's a craving inside of me that I've tried, can we go with the old phrase, sex, drugs, and rock and roll? And it doesn't seem to be satisfying it. That's because then it's an eternal craving that only an eternal God can satisfy. And that God's name is Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, he died for you on a cross so that in this day, at this moment, as you're watching this video, I can tell you this, God loves you. And all that you have to do is say, I want to love you back and invite him to be a part of your life because he'll invite you to be a part of his. If that resonates true with you, if you want to talk to a pastor or just somebody about the, can I say this, this warring that you're having inside of you, either through the app, on the website, on iTunes, email us, whatever you can do, reach out, and we want to have a further discussion about your journey to life and life abundant. Next week, we'll be continuing our At the Movie series, so if you can't join us live, or if you can't join us here, make sure to join us live online so you can see what we're talking about with Collateral Beauty.